Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting Tuesday, January 19, 2010, 4 p.m.
We'll call the meeting order, please. Would you stand and join my pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance to the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll call the roll, please.
McLarty?
Yes.
Boskay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez is absent.
Okay, Tony has asked to be excused as he's in Omaha.
I'll make a motion to excuse Tony. Second.
Motion is made in seconds to excuse Tony Gomez from the meeting today. Call the roll.
Boskay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Next is the approval of the minutes of last week.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Motion made in second to approve the minutes. Would that motion include the fact to correct the minutes that Arnie Melick should be a member of the Nebraska Housing Joint Housing Authority? Will you accept that in your motion?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. All right. With that, any other corrections or additions? Call the roll.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Boskay?
Yes.
Next is the approval of the accounts payable that were submitted by the county clerk for payment. Went through them. There's only one that we have to get a signature on. And then the other question is Nebraska lost Most Hills dues of $300 is in the claim. The reason I bring that up special is the last time that the county joined them was in 2006. We have not been a member since. But if you wish to be a member, it would be $300 dues fee. It's in the claims.
What's the benefit?
Do we go... Are we going through them for that chipper? Where's Fred? Are we going through Nebraska Los Hills for that wood chipper grant?
No.
No?
Okay. They do have grants. I know through the weed department that we got get a previous grant through them. Well, it's through the weed association, but the Los Hills has a big say in it, I say. And our Middle Missouri Weed Management Area Weed Management Team is sponsored by RC&D, which is part of that law, I suppose.
Who's on that board, Tony?
Yes. We do have a board member on their board. We just haven't paid our dues.
Hmm. It'd be nice to know a little bit more about it. Kind of make a informed decision on what's...
We can wait and...
Can we table it until next meeting?
You want to hold that claim up? You certainly can.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion to table it until Tony gets back and we have some more information on the lost sales dues.
Second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to withhold the claim for Nebraska Los Hills dues. Call roll.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Boskay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
Okay, on the rest of the claims?
Move to approve.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the claims. Questions, comments? Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Boskay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Next we have Leon is going to give the weed report. You were given a copy of it at the last meeting to review.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like to do is just briefly touch on these reports, and hopefully you guys got a copy of them from the last meeting. I set them out on your desk. And I'm just going to do it briefly and shortly. The first one is the budget report. All that does is supplies the state with funding figures. It gives them an idea of what we're paying for what and expenses from last year to this year. It's just kind of how they monitor us. The next report would be the authority board roster, and that's the county board yourselves. That just lists who is on there, if you're in the service, and if there's a problem, the state knows who to contact. Excuse me. And the third report is the noxious weed infestation report. This supplies the state with the infestation of weeds in the areas and how severe they are and which way they're moving. They take all the counties and group them together and kind of track them. If you got this report, you'll probably see at the bottom it's got a petition by county. And I just want to understand what that means. There's 9 actual noxious weeds, but you can put any weeds on this report by county, and they will let you classify as a noxious weed by county. And that's that particular line item is about. So if somebody in our group needs to have a particular weed put on the noxious weed list by county, not on statewide, but as far as the county, that's what that's for. Then I also want to briefly tell you about the Weed Mapper. That's a state program that people put on the internet, and it's a kind of two-stage thing where the general public can look at this and see where the actual weeds are moving in the county or around the state and come in which direction, and it kind of just educates the general public. Then there's also a second part that's for the weed superintendent, which is just accessed by myself. It's a kind of a private matter where we actually put the names and who's got the problems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if anybody's hears about the weed map or something, I just wanted to briefly touch it and tell you what that is. Then I'd like to go down to the watch list. That's the next form. The state put together a group that selects certain weeds. They call it the watch list. That's potential noxious weeds. And to be on this potential watch list, you've got to have meet certain criteria to be on the watch list. One is you've got to have this weed in a neighboring state, and it's got to be a potential hazard to Nebraska, et cetera, right on down the line. Then we're moving on to the activity report. This just supplies the state with information about the education I received. And there's a certain amount of hours I got to have to continue my job. And how we educate the county, or the general public in the county, as far as noxious weeds, with displays, events, letters, notices, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what the activity report is. Coming down to the control plan, that's the last one. That's where I have to make out this plan for the state, tells them what our plan is and what we're going to do to improve our weed control and how we're going to do it, if our plans last year were successful or non-successful, and why, and why not. And just on a few items on that control plan, I put down some recommendations for new equipment, and I talked to Bill last fall and Dick here just recently. It was going to touch on my budget and see if I can get some new equipment for my department and still stay in budget. But I just want to bring that up to the board and know what the plans are.
What kind of equipment are you talking, Leon?
Well, with the two new noxious weeds, like phragmites is really a bad one. And we do a lot of river property, and I don't have access to that property except by walking. And there's no darn way you can cover this area for that. So I was referring to a four-wheeler or an ATV of some sort to help do the spray in the ravines, et cetera. And also upgrade the road mowing. I get mowing done more out by the state or more the road department or whatever. And that's one of the two biggest items I really were looking at.
He does quite a bit of spraying for the state in that ATV, and we actually want to make a little money on that, create some revenue, and we're good for that.
That's what I was going to put in the plan, if I could show my budget and show where there'd be some income for it, et cetera.
Are you going to try to apply for any grants, too?
No, this we already have. Mitch Coffin, we talked about stuff like this, Lost Hills. And he come face to face with me and said, listen, no toys. And that's what they guys refer to, a ATV, a vehicle, as something's toys. They would help out and, or as far as specialized equipment, like a sprayer or chemicals or et cetera. But as far as the actual machinery, you know, it wasn't, he didn't say no. But the word was pretty clear that it would be pretty tough to get something on that.
Okay. Any other questions for Leon?
Cedar trees. I just went through this summer on 45 acres and cleared it myself. And there's not much help out there available. And they're as bad as a noxious weed, or worse.
Well, cedar trees, to be honest with you, you mentioned that to a weed superintendent, no matter which county is in Nebraska, and they just, you know, it's bad because that's just a nightmare.
Oh.
And even to make them a noxious weed, it'd be a nightmare for a lot of people.
I'm sure it would. They're expensive to control.
Correct. So as far as cedar, getting involved in the program, it's kind of on, nobody wants to talk about it, to be honest with you. And believe me, but there is a lot of people out there that's buying equipment that will remove cedar trees, you know, and they're kind of just going into that business. But as far as cedar tree removal, that's about
it. You guys aren't going to touch it.
At this time,
we don't need any more expense.
But there again, the petition by county, and we could go some route like that. But you know, you're kind of touching a time bomb of disapproval.
Is there a spray for that?
Cedar trees. The best way to get a cedar tree is to cut it off.
Okay.
Off a branch.
Yeah. Okay.
I have plans. There is control methods.
Colin McCullough.
Tell me, yeah.
Basically, you know, it's a cost factor.
Any other questions for Leo? If not, we need a motion to accept his report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to accept the weed report. Questions, comments? Call the roll.
Okay.
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Barney?
Yes. Okay, thank you, man.
If I may, could I have you sign the forms as the chairman?
I'll sign it later.
I'll just leave them with you.
Just leave with Joe. Okay, next, Kathy would like to talk to address the board for a minute.
Okay, I'm Kathy De La Cruz. I'm here on behalf of Haven House. And the reason why I'm here today is because I'm asking for your support once again. We're renewing our annual VAWA grant, which supports the Violence Against Women Act. This year, we're requesting $60,721, which is approximately a 6.5 increase from last year. And the reason why we're asking for this increase this year is to support the cost of living increases from the advocates and the officers that we have employed through the city of South Sioux. At this time, we're not asking for any financial support, just your signatures. And I also brought some statistics I would like to share with you guys. In Dakota County this year, we served 175 victims, which 88 were adults and 87 were children. We housed in our shelter in Dakota County 16 women and 33 children. Those equal 204 shelter nights, 1,116 shelter beds, and 3,348 shelter meals.
Any questions for Kathy? Okay, she is asking for a resolution for support.
We want Joan to draft a letter.
She's got a resolution.
She's got a letter.
Yep, all I need is signatures.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we support the Haven House.
Second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve and sign the resolution supporting Violence Against Women Act grant application. Questions, comments? Okay, call roll.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we need each person to sign that, right?
Dick, you want to start that?
Oh, okay.
Village.
Tony have to sign that too.
Wait a minute, no. Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, no, him is absent.
Yeah.
On his signature.
Yeah. The Village of Hubbard has asked to withdraw their request for time on the board. Was it withdrawn or was it postponed?
They didn't know why they were on there.
Okay, then we'll just withdraw it.
No, I had one call. I had talked to a guy this morning. He says, I don't know who put it on there. We don't know what happened. Nobody knows who put it on there or what.
I thought
who
I had,
called it in? Or?
I received an email that said that they wanted some help with servicing a road.
Well, it's already done the way it sounds. That's what he told me this morning.
That was on our agenda last year, something like that.
Yes,
some time ago.
Okay.
I remember it.
Well, he jumped me this morning about
it. Are they to the city limits, surfacing north?
They went to the city limits north.
Yeah.
2 years ago, actually, to the one to the north. Now they did the one south last year.
Yeah.
Right. I think we helped with that too, didn't we?
Right.
We did.
We helped with the one going south,
yes,
too, I think.
I just, the only thing comment I had, the reason I was here today, just so you're all aware of it, the Nebraska Department of Roads, actually, the city limits, the city owns both sides of that road. There is no, we have helped them in the past with that.
Oh.
Half of it's Dakota County, half of it's the city. Well, it's actually up to the city limits. The city owns all, both, the whole roadway. There is no sharing of a road. So we have helped them twice, and I just wanted to make you aware that we're not obligated, any other county is not obligated to help them. It's always nice to help a community.
Do we need a motion to take
it? It wasn't our responsibility to.
Yeah. Or do we just go by it?
Well, that's what Rick called me this morning. He said, we've already got it done. He said, I don't know what the deal was.
Yeah. And of course, the money is probably the other issue.
Help me about this.
I'll make a motion to table it.
Table?
Table permanently.
Permanent.
Withdraw
it, whatever you want. Strike it from the agenda.
Second. Oh, go ahead.
Motion made and seconded to withdraw it permanently. Questions or comments? Call and roll.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Boskay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Okay, next is miscellaneous items. First thing we have is advertised for planning and zoning board members. We have three that their terms are up. That doesn't in any way reflect the fact that they can't reapply, but it's a matter of selecting three people to serve the terms that have expired.
Okay. On the planning and zoning application, I've got one here that's got some questions and stuff that I think would be good. I guess I can pass it around and let everybody look at it.
Is it the same one I put in your packet?
Let's see. Yeah, the same word.
This one here has got, do you farm or operate a business
oh, okay.
in the area of the county where you reside? If so, where?
So it kind of gives a little more detail.
Kind of put another question in there, actually.
Want to add that a third question?
Yeah.
What we need now is.
I think the question's on the bottom boxes too.
What we're talking about is advertising in the paper for the position, what we have right now.
Mm-hmm. So move.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the advertising for the position planning and zoning board member. Question, do you want to see the ad before it's placed in the paper?
No.
No. I don't believe we need to.
We need to set a deadline. Advertise 1-2 weeks. I can't go in this week.
We'll get in the start of this week.
It could be in the 28th and the 4th.
Yeah.
And then you want to make a deadline for
applicants, March 1st.
Sounds like a good deadline.
Sounds like
it gives them plenty of time.
Yeah. Then we'd have time to review them, and we've got a meeting on the 8th.
Okay, any other questions? Motion made and seconded to advertise with the closing date being March 1st, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
Any questions? Call the roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Boske?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Next is to advertise for a position on the Board of Adjustments to replace Erwin Larson. Again, another advertisement.
I was talking to Joan just a little earlier about it. I thought, you know, BNC was from Emerson, but we went through this, we went through here, and it doesn't state on the Board of Adjustments. You know, there's no specific where it has to come from. So. But I'll make a motion that we put that in the paper.
Follow the same thing with March 1st?
We're second. Okay. Second.
Motion made and seconded to advertise for the Board of Adjustment members to replace Erwin Larson, and that will be placed in the paper with a deadline of application by 1 March. Questions? Comments? Call the roll.
Clerk Boske?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Yes. Next thing is to consider the approval of whether the board wants NIRMA to participate in a payroll audit. This payroll audit is something that's coming around by the feds, right?
Possibly.
And the $1,000 is to have them come in and go through our records to make sure that we are in compliance. Now, if we are not in compliance, there's a penalty far greater than $1,000. The question is, do you want to risk it, not do anything, save $1,000? We may not be one on their list. We may be one on their list. So do you want to spend the $1,000 and have them come in and give you corrective action or where we stand, or do you rather just not?
What happens if we pay them $1,000, they come in and do the audit, and then we get hooked and they didn't catch something, and we could find, is that kind of an insurance policy?
I can't answer that, I don't know.
I would think that NIRMA would have to
step up. Yeah, I think they'd have to back the audit.
Back us.
They will verify the exempt status of 5 positions, and they'll do a telephone consultation with the county clerk to verify the accuracy of the county's overtime and to verify the record-keeping obligations with I-9 forms, personnel records, payroll records. They will review 10 of the I-9 forms, and they will verify that we have the labor postings correct. That's what they do for $1,000.
So are they going to actually come here? They're not. It just sounds like telephone conference to me, don't it?
But how are they going to, if they don't come here, how are they going to know if we've posted them in the right places and have up the right postings?
Can they get on by computer and check all that?
Webcam?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I think we probably just not participate, because it don't sound like it's too, that they're not going to actually come here and look our books over in person. It kind of sounds like we're throwing $1,000 out over a telephone call.
Is that consensus?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, then we'll just not take any action on that, let it go. Officials' reports?
We had a LEC meeting. What was that? No, that's what.
As in that folder over there with everybody's, the clerk and the.
Oh,
Oh, we tabled those last week.
Yeah.
Oh, I got those, yep, okay, yep. All right, we have the officials' reports here. I'm glad Joel changed.
Well, I thought that you said it.
We need approval of the officials' reports.
Motion to take them from the table.
Pardon?
I'll make a motion to take them from the table.
Okay.
Second.
Motion second is to remove them from the table. Call roll.
Buskay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Okay, a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the officials' reports.
Second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the officials' report. Questions? Call roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Okay, now we'll try for reports.
Had an LEC meeting, met with Pat Faust and Deanna Backman, and they said that they were going to be working with getting some money for the storms and things like that. And Pat gave us all of his reports, and everything was kosher. So.
Okay.
P&Z meeting tonight.
Fred wasn't here at the last meeting, but we've received a lot of praise on you and your crew on snow removal. I know Rick made a comment at the last meeting. It's much appreciated. And Dick was out last weekend. I think he spent 2 days out and about the road, so appreciate all everything you guys have done.
Guys put a lot of hours in.
It's about over.
A lot of snow.
Haven't seen snow drifts like that and tunnels on the roads for a long time. Hope you don't see them again.
I had a health department meeting last week, and they just went through everything. She thought maybe her budget might not be up to standard, but she's getting quite a bit of grant money for this year, so should be okay.
Okay. Back to the FEMA report. We have met with FEMA, and we filled out the information necessary. I asked Red earlier what we have spent so far in this snow removal. The first one, which was from Christmas Eve until January 10th, was over $100,000. Since then, the next one that came in, we're now an additional $150,000. So we have spent almost $250,000 on snow removal from those two storms. Fair? Okay.
It's a rough estimate there. It's not all in, but that's pretty close.
So, and I will say this, Fred has worked very hard in trying to meet the requirements of FEMA. And we are not guaranteed $250,000. They'll decide on how much they're going to accept, what kind of equipment we used, how many hours we used, and all that. They will then collect, and they'll decide how much they're going to pay us. Basic standards have been met, and that the first thing is we had to have a declaration. We did that. Then we had to have the governor make a statement that it was a disaster area or whatever. He's done that. So now it's a matter of FEMA going through and picking out which they'll pay for and which they won't. We may get it all back, and we may get nothing back. Well, we're quite sure we'll get something. Whatever it is better than the county standing $250,000. Anything else, Ben, do you want to add? Okay. On your desk there, I gave you sheet like this. This is a list of the bills that went before NACO Legislative Committee. They probably have nothing or little to do with us, but I wanted you to see what we have. There are 955 bills as of last Friday. They have entered more since then. We'll review those again on Friday and have another list. And we'll try to pare that down. 955 is the correctional Facility Reimbursement Act that Gacy put in. So that is something that's up for discussion, and I want to be sure that I'm there for that. Terry Kern is going to be there as well. There's a jail standards meeting this Friday. Dakota County Jail is an issue for the jail standards. Terry's going down for that. I'll be there for that. The issue is the old jail. And there are certain things we have to get corrected in the old jail. And if that meets the fire inspector's approval, or the fix-it plan meets his approval, then everything is fine. If not, then we got a problem. There's a NIRMA conference in Kearney, February 10th. If you're interested in going, we need to get the information to Joan. Also, you have the NIRMA quarterly loss report in your packet for you to read. Okay, that's all I have in member reports. With that, we'll go to public comment. Is there anyone in the audience that has something that they would like to address the board on that was not on the agenda?
I'm Mark Grebner with West Plains Engineering, and last spring we completed a study for the county so that they could apply for some stimulus grants for some energy efficiency improvements at the courthouse. The county did receive how much? $87,300 in grants. With that money, we would like to take the next step and prepare plans and specifications for competitive bidding for at least a portion of that. And our first thought is that we would upgrade the at least a portion of the air conditioning and heating equipment in the county courthouse. And after those bids are received, look at what monies might be available for remaining items that were proposed in that strategic energy plan. The work we're talking about doing now is the replacement of the two rooftop units that serve the two courtrooms and the judges' chambers. We'll also add a two-ton air conditioning system, heating and air conditioning system for the judges' chambers in district court, separating him from the courtroom. That rooftop unit over there does not have heat in it, and that courtroom doesn't have heat in it. It only gets its heat from the perimeter offices, from the radiant heat in the perimeter offices. So when we replace that unit, we'll replace it with heat in the rooftop unit. We'll also have, both rooftop units will have economizer cooling, so we can cool using outside air when it is available. When we need cooling and it's still cool outside, we can cool for free, basically. The other changes we'd like to make are, there are 3 5-ton air conditioning units, condensing units outside that are 20 or 25 years old. We would replace those units and their associated cooling coil inside the building, and the refrigerant lines in and out, inside and out, with new higher efficiency air conditioning units and a new refrigerant that's ozone friendly. We can't even purchase the same refrigerant anymore that's what's in there. R22 is not available in new equipment. Those outdoor air conditioning units serve offices both on the lower level and on the first floor. On the first floor, they're associated with a couple of high-efficiency furnaces, which we would leave in place. And on the lower level, there's an air handling unit that has a hot water heating coil in it that is associated with the outdoor unit. That's a brief summary of what we're planning to do. We would put this together as plan and specs for competitive bidding. And I don't know that we need an action from the board. We're just trying to keep you appraised of what's going on.
Do you have any kind of an estimate on your what this project would be?
Yeah, we estimated it last spring, and we actually had the help of a contractor estimating it, and it was about $60,000 for that work. I don't know how the bidding climate has changed, and you know, last spring it was very, very competitive from a bidding climate, and I don't know if our contractor was pricing that way or not.
Sure.
But we might not be quite as competitive a bidding climate as we were then.
Well, I think we need to proceed.
Any questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your extra time.
No problem.
Is there anyone else who would like to address the board on any issue that was not on the agenda? Okay, no emergency business, so we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn the meeting. Call the roll.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate
your
time.
You must have count, Phil. Yes.